This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Town planners in the central Massachusetts town of Dudley have taken their final public comments on a plan to open a Muslim cemetery on an old farm there. The Dudley Zoning Board must now decide whether a state law regarding the zoning of lands for religious uses applies to cemeteries. WBUR's David Boeri reports the Islamic Society of Greater Worcester is ready to defend its plans in court if necessary.
The cemetery issue hit boiling point once again in the first minutes of last night's meeting, as Selectman Paul Joseph accused the Muslim's attorney of waging a crusade.
The deceitful and inappropriate crusade to paint Dudley as a bigoted town.
To loud support, Joseph called Dudley residents and cemetery opponents the victims of injustice, falsely accused and ridiculed in the media. Joseph accused Islamic Center attorney Jay Tallerman of slander. He defended what he called legitimate concerns of townspeople about traffic, the safety of their drinking water, and other potential impacts from the cemetery proposed on a rural 55-acre site. The Islamic Society says the cemetery would be far closer than the only currently available but nearly full cemetery in Enfield, Connecticut.
One of the reasons that people are so concerned about property values is they're worried that this cemetery is going to look like Enfield, which was a pigsty.
Pigs and crusades are considered offensive to Muslims. But the applicants did not object until Joseph said the numbers they were presenting did not add up, suggesting the issue of trust. The selectmen claimed the Islamic Society was already selling plots in the yet-to-be-approved cemetery. Now came Dr. Amjad Banasi, a member of the Islamic Society and a local psychiatrist.
My son died. If you have lost a son, that's the most difficult experience anyone can imagine. We didn't know where to bury him.
He buried his 18-year-old son in Enfield, Banasi said, an hour and a half away. Too far, just as it will be too far for his wife when he dies.
We want to bury our dead people here. We don't want to bring people from Afghanistan, as someone said before. I deserve to bury here. I deserve to die in the town where I worked hard. I don't want my family to go far away.
The original proposal stated the cemetery would have the capacity for 16,000 plots, which opponents call outrageous. But the applicants say that's just the capacity. They have no intention of making Dudley a regional cemetery or burying more than an average of 10 to 15 Muslims a year.
Believe me, you can trust us. We've been in Worcester for more than 30, 35 years. Never a neighbor complained about us. Never. Never a neighbor said that these are bad people.
As the public hearings and the evidentiary phase ended, this was the appeal presented not by the lawyer who had become a lightning rod, but by a member of the mosque who might someday end up in a stretch of old farmland whose current neighbors seem overwhelmingly against it.
Work with us. Those that you're afraid of, they're our enemies too.
The Muslim applicant's attorney, Jay Tallerman, continues to insist the town has little leeway to stop the cemetery from being developed. One big reason, he cites, is an amendment to state law which exempts religious uses from zoning laws. But Dudley's town council argues that it's not at all clear the Muslim cemetery is a religious use. Here's Gary Brackett.
I don't think you've heard any representative, any member of the clergy of the Islamic Church explain exactly what happens with a burial, whether or not the Islamic burial itself, whether the religious ceremony takes place at the mosque and nothing takes place at the cemetery. The cemetery, all they have is a burial.
If the zoning board should adopt that argument that a cemetery developed by a religious group is not a religious use, the issue of the Muslim cemetery in Dudley may likely boil over into the courts. The attorney for the Muslim applicant says they will not hesitate to pursue their rights in state and or federal court. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.